Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, final hour of Ben and Woods. This is a busy hour. In fact, the manager is sitting down with us right now. Quickly, though, let me get to our biggest fan announcement since we do have a limited time window. If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. Qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And this morning's biggest fan is Beto Canedo from Escondido. Beto Canedo from Escondido, 833-288-0973. Kyle will be looking for your call back in our studios, but we are joined right now. And I believe he's setting a major league record at the moment. The most times ever being interviewed by the same morning show before actually managing a game.
That's right.
Greg
Stamets. That's right. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you guys.
Congratulations. Thank you. We've all done it together. All the hard work has paid off, but it is always good to see you.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be here in spring training. Always good to sit down and talk baseball.
When you were a player, now it's different now. You're the skipper. You're the boss. But when you were a player, spring training for you, year one probably looked a little different than year seven, year eight. Now that you're a skipper, is it like doing it all over again in year one again? Like that different feeling?
Yeah, it's like doing everything different for the first time. But it's exciting too, and trying to learn something every day. I've learned a lot over the last three games, especially, and even the offseason. So constantly learning, constantly trying to figure things out, manage relationships, you know, manage the game, all that in one.
Any the juice, right? The first spring training game, you're making out the lineup, and there's some good players in that lineup opening day. What that feel like, making out that first lineup? Because I know that game doesn't count, and nobody really cares about the results, but how'd that feel for you?
It was a lot of fun, and like you said, we do have a lot of good players. That makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
You know, trying to figure out where they're going to hit, where they want to be in the lineup, what sets them up for the most success. So I feel good about who we're putting in the lineup right now.
For sure.
What are some of the small things you're kind of figuring out, like where you're going to stand or sit?
How are you? Are you going to cross your arms? Are you going to hands on
hips? Think about these things.
How much bubble gum you're going to chew in the game? How much water you want to drink pregame? So you don't have to go to the bathroom during the game? You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
All those little things.
I get it, man.
Did you feel comfortable? I mean, the first couple times in there, though.
We're still trying to figure out the rhythm. You know, like. It's all good. You know, Manny came up to me the first game. He goes, "You're way more nervous than I am." And I was like, "What do you mean? You actually have to play. I'm just sitting here watching you.
I'm watching baseball."
And he goes, "You're not even talking. You're so nervous."
Oh, no. Called out. Well, we've asked the players. We're like, "Hey, you know, give us some dirt on the new skip." And they're like, "It's great. Everything's great. Everything's positive. We're feeling good right now." And that's always the beauty of spring training. I mean, you know, I think you'd be crazy not to have let yourself think about, all right, what's it got to be like? And you can speak to, because you were a player, the best managers, you wouldn't know if they won five in a row or lost five in a row. Is that fairly accurate to say?
Yeah.
And for you, have you thought about, hey, you know inevitably things are going to get difficult. Guys are going to get hurt. Something's going to happen. You're going to lose a few games in a row. It does happen to everybody. Have you thought about how you'll handle that yet, or is it, I'll just wait and see?
Yeah, we've completely thought about that
sure. A
lot, because we just know the rhythm of the season.
Right.
And it just doesn't go, you know, straight up the mountain. There's some setbacks and things like that. So we've talked about how adversity is going to be our teacher. You know, we're going to learn from it. We're going to grow from it. It's not a setback, but it's a setup for more success. As long as we get on the front end of that, get the players bought in and on thinking that same way, you know, hopefully that sets us up for handling those tough times a little bit better.
Sure.
The competition for the starting rotation, the back end job, seems to be pretty interesting so far. So Matt Waldron pitching yesterday, he mentioned, you know, out of options. That's something that you and AJ, Josh Stein, have to think about as the spring goes on. But how is it kind of, you know, very early, obviously, going, but just some of your observations of some of those pitchers who are vying for that spot or those spots?
Yeah, they've all come in ready to go. They're making the decision-making is going to be very difficult based on how they've worked in the offseason, the effort they put in here so far in spring training, and what they've shown to us out on the mound. So that's our goal as decision-makers, to set up a healthy competition and then, you know, see how it turns out best, and hopefully the decision's hard for all of us to make.
What's the most annoying question that you keep getting asked every day? Because it's that one is going to get worse. You know, the media, you know, they have a job to do. You have a job to do. But so far, are there any questions you're tired of getting asked? Like lineup construction, because it's going to wear you out. I mean, I get worn out talking about it, so I can't even imagine how you feel as the guy that makes the lineup.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, probably the number one that I've been asked a ton, just because it's new, is the ABS system.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen it in games a couple times. There's just – the umpires are actually really good.
Yeah, they are.
And there's not that many calls that we can challenge, and sometimes we challenge ones that we shouldn't.
Sure.
So it being a super strategic part of the game, you know, I don't think it's going to be super strategic. It might happen in certain situations, but it's just something fun that baseball started up. But I'm tired of talking about what my strategy is for that.
I'm so glad.
The strategy is to get it right.
I'm so glad we didn't ask that as the lead. No, but, you know, when it does, you mentioned when you're talking about making out that first lineup, good players, getting them in a spot where they want to be, and also getting them in the spot that's best. And, you know, we were speculating about you, your managerial style. We haven't really seen it yet other than spring training, but, like, the ability to be flexible and want to be flexible, and the communication with the players, you know, of you may hit three, you may hit five, you may hit one, you may hit four, whatever. How do you reconcile that? Is it just going to be based on, hey, man, this lineup's working, we're going to keep rolling with it, or we need to make a change and you need to be willing to do that?
Yeah, I think it's just being adjustable, kind of like what you said, is, you know, finding the rhythm of the season and having, like, kind of your game plan going ahead and then seeing how that works and then being able to adjust off of it and not it being seen as a panic move, but just trying to put the players in the best situation to succeed.
Because there are guys that are like, look, man, because we've talked to them over the years. I mean, we've talked to, you know, Juan Soto, we've talked to Luis Arraez, we've talked to Xander Bogaerts, and it's sometimes it's, I like hitting there, I don't feel like I get my numbers there.
Yeah.
Or I get my numbers there, but I really don't like hitting there. So that's kind of a lot to deal with. You want to keep guys happy, but also let them know, this is what we need from you.
Yeah, in the end, we got to win games,
win
right?
Games,
you
right.
know, and if we worry about team glory, is kind of what I look at. If we look about the team having success, individual success follows that. You know, you look at the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. They had team success
yeah.
last year, and all their players were up for all the accolades at the end of the season. And so, just trying to reiterate that type of culture, that type of thinking, and not get so focused on the exact day, but the big picture hopefully helps.
I love that.
I'm told that your associate manager is about to take over that chair as soon as you leave. Now that you've been at spring training, what has been kind of the role for Ruben Niebla with the new title and how that's worked so far as both pitching coach and associate manager of the Padres?
Yeah, I think pitching coach, that's all stayed the same. The associate manager has probably just opened up a few things that are not actually on the field but more off the field, of just, you know, kind of gathering the coaches together and helping coach the coaches. He's the one that's got the most experience on our staff and has a lot of knowledge on that, and is able to help some of our young guys that are, especially me too, you know, kind of, you know, fit in where we're supposed to and figure things out. And then in game a little bit, it's just been more communication with us, talking pitching changes and things like that. So we're working on that. Our communication is getting better three games in.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it'll keep getting better.
All right, well, Craig, we appreciate it. I don't know if we can squeeze in another interview before opening day. Add to our record.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We may try at some point. We'll be here for the next couple of days. So anytime you want to stop by and make that an unbeatable record, we're happy to have you.
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate
thanks,
guys. Yeah,
Craig Stanton, manager of the San Diego Padres, with us here. All guests appear on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCU, it's not Big Bank Banking. It is better. And are we breaking, Paulie, or are we going to come?
Going straight
in. Go right to Ruben. So we're going to let them come on and bring Ruben on out. It's been a while since we've had Teal Ruben on the show.
Oh, look at him.
So certainly looking for. Oh, there he is. He's coming up right here.
We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, just gotten a little bit more about
look at this guy.
Oh, he gets applauded right in.
Look at this
in.
Guy.
How you doing? Good to see you.
We are about to be joined by the associate manager and pitching coach of the San Diego Padres. Get him on a headset. Get him on a camera.
Look at that.
Get him ready to go. Pride of Calexico, California.
There he is.
Ruben Niebla is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Ruben, it's good to see you as always.
It's good to see you guys.
How we doing, buddy?
Last year I told you guys look great.
Thank you. Do we still look great or no? All right. I mean,
that was last year.
That was last year.
This,
you guys
this year.
Look even better.
Thank you. Thank you. How's it going so far, man? A lot.
Good. Good.
I was laughing the other day. I saw this, AJ Preller keeps signing guys and keeps signing guys and keeps signing guys. And I saw this video of this man standing in a room. He had a million-piece puzzle to put together. And I go, this is must be what Ruben feels like when AJ's like, here. Here's all these guys. I need you to get them. I need you to fix them. I need you to get them back to where they need to be. Does it ever get overwhelming for you?
No.
No?
Right? Because that's the right answer.
That's the job.
That's the right answer.
No, but it's actually, when these challenges come up, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun because AJ does a really nice job getting us people that we know that we might be able to impact. So it becomes a little bit of a fun project for me to be able to figure out who these guys are and how can we make them better.
It's got to be cool for you too, because you hear guys coming over here going, I wanted to be with him, I wanted to work with Ruben, I've heard what he's done for others, let's let him do that for me. That's got to feel pretty good, knowing that guys want to come over here and work for me. I know Michael King was, I know you're a big part of getting Kinger back here, which you had to be elated to get him back at near the top of the rotation.
Yeah, I told AJ going in the offseason, I go, that's our number one target. We got an ability to sign a number one, top of the rotation guy. Like, that's the guy we want. He's familiar with our program, and, I'm glad that he feels comfortable enough to be able to come back. So that was really cool to see that.
Ruben, we don't have enough time for me to ask you about all the pitchers that I'd like to. I mean, I want to ask you about Walker Buehler and Marco Gonzalez and Matt Waldron. Never going to be able to get through everyone. So I will let you kind of tell me what has stood out to you. I mean, a couple of the guys, just kind of some observations you've been able to make here in the first couple of weeks of camp.
Yeah, so all of those guys and every major leaguer has something of an outlier, right? Something that they do really well. That's everybody in Major League Baseball. They have something to do really well. So I'm looking at each one of them, and it's like, yes, I can see why they've had success in the big leagues. Marco Gonzalez, command. Tristan McKenzie's fastball, ability to spin the ball. Waldron, knuckleball, now more velo. Off-season throwing program, we kind of tailored for that. We actually were searching for that. The Randy Vasquez is being able to, how do we kind of nail some things last year biomechanically. How do we now program that into an off-season program with weightlifting and conditioning? And so, Sears, we did a very similar thing. So, Sears pitches tonight, I am expecting a little bit more velo out of him. And so, being able to do that, it's just, again, it becomes fun, but you got to unlock some things sometimes. And sometimes you hit it, sometimes you don't. But, as long as you have a systematic way of going about things, you're going to have more success.
No, it's been great to see it. And I was talking to some people in the know, and they said, man, sometimes a guy will come over from another organization, you'll look at what they throw and you'll go, why did you throw that pitch so much? Because it wasn't really effective, but they had you throwing it 70-80% of the time. You guys can take that and go, no, we're going to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. So the way our system works, which is different from other organizations, not to give away too much, right? But we really try to complement what the pitcher does well with what the hitter is capable of doing as well. And so we see a lot of times when pitchers come over, adding pitches, you know, all of a sudden it's like we got more horizontal movement, we add a little bit more vertical, whatever it is. It really is a complement to what is this fastball doing, what is this best pitch doing, how do we complement those pitches so they can keep working. And if a hitter comes up and all of a sudden it's like, this is the three pitches that this guy can't hit or struggles with, and if you have them, then go do it. The next guy might be a little bit different. So when Pivetta is a great example. This offseason he caught himself, but he goes, well, what percentage do you want me to throw a curveball in? I go, well, who's hitting? He goes, oh, man, I forgot. it's based on that.
And does every pitcher come to you at the beginning of the spring training and go, hey, I want to learn how to throw this? Do they all want to add pitches, or do they ever want to subtract pitches? How do you
– Never subtract.
Never subtract. They always want to add or get better, right?
Yeah. Subtraction would mean like, okay, you have this pitch, but you throw it 2% of the time.
Right.
But not really taking away so many pitches. We just, might suppress that pitch a little bit.
Or maybe fine-tune.
Fine-tune. A little bit. But, when players come in, I think it's been more open to suggestions. But there's people that come in, like I'm watching a Walker Buehler, and I'm going like, well, Arsenal's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, how do we tighten those pitches up? How do we make them consistent? How do we put them into attack line? And how do we go from there? And so, it's always like a balance of like, what is the guy offering? How do we make it better?
Talking to Padres associate manager, pitching coach Ruben Niebla here on 97.3, the Fan. And the adding of the velo, as they call it, is fascinating because they're still kind of big kids. I'm sure they love to see. People are questioning the radar guns already because we're seeing so much velo. He's just nodded like, that's not true.
That's not true.
How does that process work? Like, how are we going to get Mason Miller to 107 really what I want to know from 104.
So we're probably not, right?
Right.
But here's the thing about Mason Miller. And every guy that has pitched in camp, there's like I'm looking at it and I'm going, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So Mason Miller started his off-season programming, a little bit earlier than everybody else. This was obviously due to the fact that he was going to be on the WBC team. He knew that ahead of time. So when I connected with him, in the off-season, it was like, okay, we're going to start a little bit earlier. You have to make sure that you're ready to compete and give it your best at the WBC. How are we going to get there? And so the bullpen tracking, the effort level, it was a ramp up that was very carefully planned. And so when he came in throwing that hard, he's also a little bit more physical. He's moving well in our metric system. And so there's a lot of things that match. We can go, who was the other one that was being questioned?
Tristan was up. Looking at Matt Waldron was up. Yep. People were looking at that.
So Matt Waldron, we approached him this offseason and we talked about, who does he want to be as a pitcher? Does he want to be a knuckleballer or does he want to be a pitcher with a knuckleball? And he chose the route of, I want to be the pitcher of knuckleball. I go, if that's the case, then we are going to go into a velocity program in the off season so that we can complement your fastball, try to find a little more velo, try to unlock some things. So the training was different than some of these other guys. So he changed it. Obviously, we see the body, he looked great. He lost weight. He got himself in good shape, got himself stronger, really just started what we say moving and moving a little faster. And the motor is a little bit bigger now. And so, Randy Vasquez was the same. We unlocked some things biomechanically last year. Now we're able to complement his off-season weightlifting program and being able to stay a little bit more consistent. Our strength coaches visited him this off-season. We know exactly where he's at with communication. It was communication 2 times a week with him as to what he was doing, keeping him consistent, partnering with the strength coach. And then he comes in, and it's not surprising. The guy's kind of like close to where he ended up last year. He's ready to go. He knows that he came in here competing for a job as well. Just like everybody else is, obviously, outside of maybe 3 guys. And so, again, that was one of those things. And, Tristan McKenzie knew where he was. His first year as a free agent, ability to sign somewhere else. So his training was geared towards be ready to spring training, come in a good spot. And, obviously, he nailed it.
Yeah, and the reports and everything have been great so far. And ultimately, man, you know, you guys are going to have some, which is great. You want you want tough decisions at the end of spring training. You want the tough ones. But what else was I going to ask, Ruben? Oh, how many text messages do you send out in the offseason a day? Is it just you got 150 guys or something that are you're working on programs for, and you got to make sure they're staying accountable and you're staying accountable to them?
Yeah.
How insane is that for you? Plus, you got the promotion now, so you got more responsibilities.
Yeah, that I put a little bit more on my plate.
Yeah.
We're handling it though.
Yeah.
but you know the thing about the off season program is that we look at it as that's our biggest opportunity.
Yeah.
And so the communication with the player needs to be very consistent and needs to be an expectation, and it needs to be very, very programmed to where we want that to be. What ended up happening here in the last couple of years is that we have a pitcher's text group. And once one pitcher puts in his video of him throwing, you know, a fastball or a slider that looks pretty good, here comes the other guy on top. Here comes the other guy on top. And once you create this fire, the players run with it.
I love it.
And so the communication, we pride ourselves in being the best communicators in the offseason. You know, going into Petco and seeing some of the guys that are local, you know, we're moving around a lot. And we've executed that really well with a full pitching group with Fritzy, Chris, Peter, myself. We did a really nice job at communication, but it wasn't us. It's only as much as the players want to do.
For sure.
Well, Ruben, we either end this now or you just become a full-time co-host of the show, because our tier ones actually like you better than they like us.
They do.
So,
they love this.
You could just, like, they're fascinated by all of this, and we appreciate it as always. We're fascinated by it as well. Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you, T.L. Ruben.
Ruben,
will you sign that bat for our listeners?
We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We still have a couple segments left. We're still going to give away qualify for those Guns N' Roses tickets. I didn't do it last hour, but I promise we will do that coming up. Don't go anywhere. Check traffic. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Padres' new hitting coach, Stephen Sousa Jr., is sitting down with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Stephen, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Now, you definitely want to get to the point in your hitting coach career where, like Ruben has, where guys are like, I got to come there because I got to work with Ruben Niebla. You want to get to that point as a hitting coach. What's it been like for you so far?
Man, it's been really good. You know, I think we got a good staff already here of coaches, Pat Sullivan, Mike McCoy, and Raul Padron. So, you know, I think being able to deploy those guys to be the best they can be and work inside their spaces has been my number one goal, and then getting to know the players. And in doing that, it's been a ton of fun, and I've enjoyed it immensely.
It's changed so much. I mean, the game has changed, as we know, as fans, but the training for games, the technology for games, it's crazy. When you came up and guys before you, talk a little bit about how, I mean, you came up, you've been with some really forward-thinking organizations and organizations that have been able to get the most out of the guys that they have, and you were one of those guys. There's some goofy stuff that goes on, though, hitting-wise and pitching-wise these days. And how do you kind of cut through the noise to find out what really works?
Yeah, I think it's a balance. Everything in moderation, right? And understanding why we're doing it. What are we getting out of this? I think the modern player today wants to know, why are you giving this to me? Instead of just back in the day, it was like, you do this, you go play, and that's what we do. And the coach kind of tells you. And today, with these players, you just need to know, have a good answer. And so with the organizations that I've been in with the past, you know, there was some freedom to get creative in how you're going to prepare for the game. And the reason that is our game of baseball is almost impossible to recreate the game in practice.
Right.
In basketball, you can do that. In football, you can almost go full speed pad. Soccer, whatever it is. Baseball, you just don't have that opportunity unless you're practicing with Paul Skenes throwing you, you know, his repertoire in the offseason. And so if we understand that that's a reality, that's the truth, then we have to figure out creative ways to create those environments to get as close as we can. And if we say that, because the game has evolved so much and pitching is very difficult, if we just say, like, you know what, we'll just do it how it's always been and you'll be fine and adjust, I think we're just missing a little bit of some meat on the bone there. And so, you know, trying to train environments where it's a challenge and then give the confidence environments where it's like you're just grooving your swing and then working that and having an ideology where you embrace the challenge to get closer to the game, to give you some better feedback of where you are with your swing. That's kind of the process of which you, I think, is the most conducive to success right now.
All of these hitters are here because they have dominated at every stage of their life, little league, high school, college, minors, to get to the big leagues. But you always have to continue to improve. They've never faced, you know, big league level pitching when you get here. Where do you stand on being true to yourself, but also trying to make adjustments that you know can be difficult to adapt to at this level? I feel like that's always the conundrum for a major league hitter.
Yeah, you know, I think adjustments is definitely a word that gets overused a lot, but I mean, it is a game of adjustments. And I guess what I mean by that is, like, we don't always have to, like, overhaul our entire swing. You know, it's like, that's kind of the theory right now is, like, I'm not going good, let me just break it down and build it back up. And that's not always the case. The way that I go about it, that I like to do, is I just kind of go through the Rolodex of your career. Like, when you were really good, what are the things that you've done? Because everybody has these stretches where you're really good. And typically, when you're really good, you're pretty sound in your decision-making and your swing flaws and your process. And so what happens along the way that kind of deteriorates that is a lot of things. That's why the big league is really hard. Is it the fact that you got jammed? Is it the fact that you're getting a little bit older? Is it the fact that you're not used to the league? Everybody's at a different part in their career, and that's when those adjustments need to be made. And how do we get to the most efficient player possible day in and day out? And that's just about working on the right things and slowing it down and breaking it down so you have an idea where you're at. Not so much the, hey, let's tear it all down and make adjustments. Because like you said, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, these guys have been in the league forever. Nick Castellanos, they know what it takes to be successful. I'm just trying to help them see some things that maybe they're going about in their process to just be a good hitter. Hey, here's maybe where you're missing a part. Like, you're not recognizing this in your swing that you've already done in the past.
Man, as a talking to Stephen Sousa Jr. here, Padres hitting coach, and as a little league coach of two teams and little kids, you have to cut through a lot of noise. I mean, there's a lot of every day I look on Instagram, there's a new gadget, and some of this is going to do this, and this is going to, and this bat, and I'm like, I actually have a bat that's a rope, the rope bat. My kids love it. They love hitting with it because it's fun and changes things up. You have to keep these guys a little bit entertained well in what they're doing, or it just becomes a grind. I saw the pitchers throw into a gong the other day, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. And, you know, at the end of the day, do you try to – for you, like when you played, was it like, man, I've been working my tail off and I'm with these organizations that do things the right way, but I got to just see the ball and hit the ball hard. That's really kind of like you have to break it down every time you go up there.
Yeah, I think that's a very important concept to note is like we do all these things that I'm talking about in the cage, and then you go in the game and you have to simplify it. You have to be able to cut the line when you leave the cage and then go play and understand that trust my work that I've put in there. I've done the foundational stuff. Don't try and go practice in the game, which is what I think a lot of young players end up doing. They end up taking their cage work into the game and say, well, I want to be perfect with my moves.
Yep.
So to go back to your earlier sentiment about the young kids working on those things, we are all young kids playing this game.
Yeah.
You know, when we're playing the freest out here, when the boys are playing the freest, you're a kid. You're having fun. So I think keeping the novelty of how your work is and falling in love with the process and being able to take a rope bat and just experiment it. You know, figure out what you feel in here, and maybe it's something that benefits you in the future. And then understand that there's some principles in hitting that are probably some non-negotiables that people are trying to push back on right now in modern hitting.
Yeah.
But no matter what, you can still break down some of the best hitters in the game. Those principles are pretty solid.
Yeah, that's such a good point, and the league is such a weird, sometimes reactionary league. So, of course, you know David Popkins, right? Oh, and he got into Toronto, and he's training bat speed. And so what does everybody say? We need a guy like David Popkins that's going to get in there and train bat speed next year. And every year it's something. Everyone's throwing a sweeper, so everyone's going to throw a sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how this game goes. How do you, as a hitting coach appreciate that, right? That people are interested and they know, but also like we got to stick to what we know and what we do best.
Yeah, I think conviction in your principles is key, and it's a copycat league in general, right? Like you're just trying to stay ahead of the curve and who's coming up with a creative idea. The difficult thing is navigating is that really why they had success was because they trained bat speed, or is it because Vladimir Guerrero is a really good player? George Springer's a really good player. Addison Barger is extremely strong. Bichette is unbelievable. Like, they have a talented roster.
And it all kind of came together, too.
100%. Now,
but the process has seemed to work for them, at least. It's an easy way for us in the media, the fans, to go, that's the key, right?
For sure.
Right.
If I just in that specific case, I think what they did really well, better than a lot of teams, was game planning. I think the way that they attacked, you look at that World Series and the way that they took at-bats off of Blake Snell and Yamamoto and Glasnow is like, they were matching what the Dodgers do, right? And that's what you have to do in the playoffs, and that's what we're going to strive to do is like match that game planning to where you're going to have to beat us because we know what you're trying to do to us, and we're going to wear you down. And that's why that was one of the best series, you know, in a while, was because of that. They were just so prepared for the game plan. I don't think it was just the bat speed.
Yeah.
Steven, really great stuff. We've got to take a timeout. I'll just say, and I hope this sounds as a compliment, you sound older and wiser than your actual age. I mean, you're not much older than some of these guys already out here, but love your perspective. Thank you so much for sharing some of it with us.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, my hair would say that probably matches a little wisdom because it's running out, but, you know, I'm
that's
just trying to help
hats,
as much
you
as
know?
I can.
That's fine.
Get to wear a lid every day.
That's exactly right. Just hide it. So appreciate you guys having
Steven
me.
Steven Souza Jr. We'll take one quick timeout. We'll come back. Final segment of Bennett Woods. Coming up next, I told Buddy Black might sit down with us here coming up in just a couple of minutes here on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First of all, we got to qualify someone for our weekly grand prize drawing. We got Guns N' Roses tickets at Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd. Not playing Take on Woods this week, which is brought to you by Bail Arms. Security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. Instead, a quick question. If you'll remember from earlier in the show, Mason Miller was on, and then afterwards, Woodsy suggested a song by Audioslave that he thought would be a perfect walk-in song for Mason Miller. If you remember the name of that song, call now 833-288-0973. Tell Kyle, and we'll get you into the drawing for the weekly prize for the Guns N' Roses tickets. We also have Buddy Black sitting here. He's going to join us right after our last check of traffic on 97.3 The Fam. And joining us right now, special advisor to the general manager of the San Diego Padres, new title, former Padres and Rockies manager, Bud Black, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Buddy, it's good to see you. Tier 1 again.
Good to see you guys. It's great. Little bummed, no Take on Woods.
I know. It's your favorite segment.
I love that. You out here. And I play at home. I know, man.
It's hard out here. I have to run all the way down there to get out of the earshot so I don't hear the questions, and then they got to text me to run back, and it's a lot of running for me. Yeah. Logistically it just doesn't line up, but man, thanks for joining us. How does it feel to be back here?
It feels really good. It's been a good few weeks here, acclimated. The people have been great, you know, coming back, and as you guys know, I know a lot of people here in the organization, but obviously there's some new folks here that I'm getting to know, and guys, so far so good. It's been a good camp, and in this role, it's been something for me to look forward to. You know, quite a bit different than being in uniform.
Sure.
But here again, I just got done talking to Randy Knorr, talked to Craig just a little bit earlier. Talking to guys, either on the coaching staff or AJ and Josh, it's good stuff.
How did AJ kind of define your role, if there even is a definition, when he brought you in?
Well, it formulated, over the summer and then into the fall. And, we talked about, what I could potentially bring. And he, basically boiled it down to what he thought was important for him. And that was, evaluations. Let me know what you think of our players. A lot of it in the minor leagues, right? Those 165 guys are going to start, their seasons, the first part of April, get to know our guys. So I've been spending a lot of time back, on the lower fields looking at you know, the minor league players, and also up here. You know, there's 70 guys in major league camp. There'll be some guys that go to the minor leagues, but you know, that was you know, a focal point of him to know our players, and also again to you know, maybe potentially go out to the amateur draft and see some players as well. But you know, be around the big league team too, and assist him with, you know, what's going on in you know, in the American League and National League, and you know, my take on major league players as well that you know, might become available as the season moves on.
Now, being out here, it's a different role for you, but there's got to be a lot less pressure, right?
Like, just out here, like, his hair is not white anymore. Yeah. It's gone back to its natural color. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you my 2 cents, and then I'm free to go. Yeah. That's it.
That's right. Here's my opinion. Here you go. I'm out.
Take care of leave.
Yeah.
You getting to play any golf while you're out here?
Haven't played. Coming off a hip situation.
Yeah,
a hip replacement. So. But hopefully in a couple months I'll be out there. But, you know, I spent a lot of time at the park, which is great.
Yeah.
So I haven't been out. But, you know, hopefully it sounds like you guys might not be able to get out here in the next couple of days.
No, but, we're working, man.
Yeah.
We're just working, giving our 2 cents.
You're the hardest working man in show business.
That's right.
You and
that's
James Brown.
Don't forget it.
You show
Don't
Craig Stammen how to use the office or anything, like any secrets. Yeah.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine. He's got a good, you know, as you guys know, he's got a, you know, a very nice way about him. That's
he does
conducive to leading.
We are at the end of our program already.
That was very fast.
Like, I wish we had more time, but
thank you, buddy.
You know, you're always welcome. It's tier one. You can join us at any time. You can play take on Woods if I've got a game for you at any time you want. So,
guys, it's good to see you. You guys look great. You're
thank
happy.
You.
I think in 3 days you'll get a little bit of sun.
Yes,
your faces will be a little maybe a little little different shade.
I need that Buddy Black tan.
Who isn't happy here at Spring Training?
Right.
This is like Disneyland for baseball fans. Buddy Black, special advisor to AJ Preller, and that does it for our first show. I'm glad we got two or more of these because we got a lot more players we're going to be talking to. But today was fantastic. Thank you for joining us. We will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific time, with more Bennett Woods live from Peoria, Arizona on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.